Welcome to PM Lessons Learned, a podcast for project managers, helping project managers by sharing lessons learned. Increase your PM knowledge, build business relationships, increase your effectiveness, increase your marketability, gain professional support. Join our group and take part in our conference calls. Details at pmlessonslearned.com.
Hello, this is Henry Will. Today is March the 12th, 2009, and this is special podcast number 60. Hello, this is Henry Will, and welcome to a podcast specifically about a special announcement that we're making regarding the PMP exam study group. In a moment, I'm going to play for you part of a conversation we had with our last PMP exam study group call. But before I do that, I wanted to explain to you briefly what it is that we're talking about changing. The PMP exam study group now meets on a monthly basis, and we're talking about going to a weekly meeting. That weekly PMP exam study group would be a group where people studying for the PMP would be involved with the calls. They would be participating in the calls, and they would take turns presenting PM topics. We probably would not podcast these weekly PMP exam study group calls anymore. And the reason why is because we want people to participate, and if people were involved listening to podcasts, they wouldn't be participating by definition. So we're wanting people to participate and do the presentations because that will help them to understand the subject matter a lot better when they have to present it. So I'm going to play the call, and this call was one that we had just a few weeks ago, and you'll see that we explain this in more detail. And then when I'm done playing this recording, I'll come back and I'll give you some more information. So let me explain that, since there are some people that are interested and probably the people listening into the podcast want to know what we're talking about. And of course, we want your feedback on this. But what David and I are talking about doing is moving this group to a weekly PMP exam study group. Probably we would not continue to podcast the calls, because the idea of having a weekly group was for people to be participating on a regular basis. It's important to have people participating and presenting. We're not really getting that with the monthly group. We're not getting the frequency that we feel would be necessary for people studying for the PMP. So by moving to a weekly group, there'd be a higher frequency of being able to study these topics. There'd, of course, be the momentum that would come from having a weekly meeting, having people involved in that. And then also we would require that people that would join that weekly group, that would probably be a closed group, and it would be only to those people that were serious about studying for the PMP exam and that would be willing to present when their turn came up, that we would just work through the group. And after we got all the way through the group, we'd start back at the beginning and everybody would have a turn to present on one of the topics. So we actually need two people to volunteer for this. These people, we don't have an exact term for them, but the volunteers would be, you know, something like PMP exam study group program managers, because they would be managing this program. And they would do things like schedule the calls and set up the schedule and notify people when it's their turn and set up the access for new people coming into the group and remove people when they leave, all that type of logistics. And of course, we can give some guidance for that. David and I have some ideas and some things we've documented to give for guidance. The idea would be that these volunteers too could take advantage of a new program that we're starting with in PMLessonsLearned.com that grew out of the idea that we wanted to do something for mentoring. We're talking about doing an OJT, on-job training program, for our volunteers. So somebody that would take on a program management job like this would hopefully be mentored in project management processes by one of our mentors. We have a few people in mind to do that. They would get together with you and mentor you through the program, through the project management processes, so that you could learn that, have that experience on your resume if you'd like, because a lot of project managers, after they get the PMP, they say, well, how can I get the experience? This would be a way to do it through our volunteer group. They'd be taken through these things that Dana just talked about, which I love all the things he talked about. All the human resource stuff is like one of the things that I love to hear about in project management, all the stuff about forming and storming, all those things. And these would be things that somebody would take you through if you volunteered for this position. That's our hope. And we need 2 volunteers to do that because we want to have consistency and continuity with the group. And if we have 2 leaders, then what will happen is that as one person gets their PMP and
when one person gets
person,
it.
What's that?
When the person gets his PMP, not if.
Say
when.
No, we don't want to say we have. We have to say when here. We have to have positive thinking, Henry.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes,
okay,
positive thinking. When they get their
PMP. Yeah, we'll keep you in the center.
Keep you honest, yes.
So you guys keep me honest. But the idea is once somebody gets their PMP, they would hand it over and transition it to another person. And by having 2 people, those transitions would be taking place hopefully at different times. And therefore, there would be more continuity and that type of thing. And, of course, the other person of the 2 leaders would be able to help train and transition the new person that was coming on board. So we need people to volunteer to be these leaders.
And
we need
people
to volunteer to be part of the group. David?
Yes, I just want to say, you know, that this system has worked really well with our physical study group that we have working out of the Parsippany Library in New Jersey. That group has been going on for 2.5 years now, and we've probably had dozens of people that's gotten their PMP
right.
certifications from that group, and that's exactly how it's been working. You know, it just seems, you know, natural leaders, you know, form within the group, so it just keeps on going. People that get their PMP drops out, and new people come on board all the time with that group. So I think we can do that basically the same way with the virtual group.
Right. Yeah, and one of the ideas too, David, the reason why you and I have been thinking along these lines is because we've had so many people contacting us about wanting to be part of a local PMP exam study group, because getting together with a bunch of people to study on a weekly basis has a lot of value in it. And when people take the turn to do the presentation, they have to learn the material really well to do the presentation. Of course, they have enough leeway so that they have time to do that. But we're finding that there's so many people inquiring about having a PMP exam study group, and we can't always connect them to people in their area. You know, like David said, there's one in Parsippany, New Jersey that he started. Well, not everybody lives close to that. So what our vision has been to turn this into a virtual group. Of course, like David mentioned earlier on, before we started the recording, we would have a Yahoo group set up specifically for that these 2 program managers would take care of managing that group. And this would be part of PMLessonsLearned.com. And we could, of course, use the PMLessonsLearned.com logo and the people that are involved in that to guide people into this group. And this group would meet on a weekly basis. But the idea of why we wouldn't be podcasting it anymore is because if we continued to podcast it, then there would be people just listening in, and they're just not going to learn as much from that. The people that join this group would be people that would be interested in presenting so that they could learn the topics. Of course, they'd be able to leverage all of those slides that we have on every chapter of the PMBOK that we've continued to refine over the past, say, 2 years almost now that we've been doing this call. So these are our thoughts. We want to get feedback from the people listening to the podcast. We want to get feedback from those that call in from week to week. We need volunteers, and we need people to be interested in being part of this group and making the commitment. So we'll be looking forward to your feedback. You can give us your feedback through the email address.
PMP study,
Henry.
PMP study@PMLessonsLearned.com. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. David knows I was up until 1:30 last night working on PM Lessons Learned, so.
PMP study at PMLessonsLearned.com. And Henry, I just really want to emphasize the importance of getting the group involved, because I think that's what makes it a success. You know, we can pick topics. It can be a chapter of the PMBOK, or it could be a specific item that somebody knows they need to study up on. In our group, we had one person do a presentation on input tools, technique, and output, and, you know, remembering them and just a general session on that, because that's the area they felt that they needed to improve in. And, in Dana's presentation today, he talked a lot about OPAs and the environmental factors, and somebody else did a presentation on those and the difference between them and that. So it doesn't always have to be a chapter. It could be really focused on one given area. And, for every lesson that you attend or work on, you'll pick up those couple ideas, those couple key concepts that are going to help you pass this exam. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
Yeah, David, I think that what we should do is why don't we try to compose between the two of us an email that gives the details of this, what our thoughts are, and we'll send it out to the group and we'll see what kind of response we have. Again, it won't happen unless we have volunteers. And up until now, I think everybody can agree that David, over the past almost 2 years, and now recently Dana also being involved in volunteering their time, it takes a lot of time to do this. And when you share it between a group of people, it becomes a way of distributing the work. And this is also a good opportunity for a couple of leaders to get involved and be mentored through this process and get some experience under their belt, some real PM experience by leading the group. So there's benefits all around.
And for anybody in the job market, it's a huge thing to be able to put in your resume that you involved in a group like this and, one of the
Absolutely.
Leaders in a group like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to throw that out there, too.
Eric, you can count on me. This is Joe.
Oh, great, Joe. So
thanks,
we already
Joe.
Got one volunteer.
Does anybody else want to volunteer while we're on the line?
Let's do it while it's cheap.
Hey, Henry, David, this is Bart Zoni. As you know,
hey, Bart, how are you doing, Bart?
Bart.
I'm doing wonderful, and it was a great presentation tonight, I might say, Dana.
Thanks.
I learned a lot. I'm part of the Parsippany study group, but I'm also taking my formal training at AV Tech in South Plainfield, and I've been mentioning to the people in the class, there's about 12 or 13 of us, about PM Lessons Learned, and they should, join and listen in and all that kind of thing. I didn't really follow up on how many people actually might have, but also talking about the Parsippany study group, and people are saying, well, gee, we're far away from there. Some people are south of South Plainfield and, that kind of thing. That's too far to travel. Maybe we can join and start another group or something. So basically what I'm thinking is I want to, let them know about this virtual study group, and some of those might be very interested in doing this. And I just was wondering, you said you're going to write up some kind of a email or something to explain the concept or look for interest or whatever to answer from?
Yeah, we'll do that, Bart. And listen, even if they decide that they want to start a physical study group and they just want I'll volunteer my time to come and help them, at the first meeting and help them get organized like we did in Parsippany or something. So, you feel free to offer that as well. But we'd love to have them in the virtual group as well, because like you say, sometimes, there might be a few people even in that group that's too far away. So, and Henry and I will put the email together and we'll send it out. I'll send it out both to the library group and this group. So,
and we probably all, this is Dana, we probably also want to make sure that folks respond with their interest in just being part of the group. And maybe not being a facilitator or the project manager, but you're not going to be able to do too much without members in the group. So the great extent that those folks in New Jersey can participate. We heard people from Sioux Falls, South Dakota on this call, and Minnesota, I think, was another one on this call. There's plenty of we need to make sure that we have enough of an audience, if you will, to get things started. And maybe, if we're lucky, we'll have enough of an audience that we need more than one group.
That's absolutely true. Actually, I'm kind of worried about that, Dana. In the past, just on this call alone, you mentioned places here in the U.S., but just so that everybody knows, in the past, we've had people from New Zealand. Somebody actually got their certification listening to some of our calls and wrote us a nice email saying how beneficial the calls were for them. We've had people from Japan. and India all dial into this call. So
yeah, being the fact it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time, that's a perfect earlier morning time for those Asia Pacific folks, and it's probably why we don't see too many people from Europe on this call as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. So okay. Henry, do you have any other comments before I stop the recording?
No, I don't think so, David, other than thank you very much for everybody that's participated in this call. And thank you especially to David for his leadership and to Dana for his presentation skills and be willing to volunteer their time to give back to the project management profession and give back to people that haven't yet attained their certification so that they might be able to study and do better. Okay, so I hope that call explained more of the details in it. If you're interested in being part of this group, or if you have any comments on it, please email us at pmpstudy@pmlessonslearn.com. That's pmpstudy@pmlessonslearn.com. Now, one thing that I wanted to mention before we sign off with this informative, short, special announcement podcast is that we're going to need people to be involved in this group. We already have one volunteer to help with leading the group and scheduling the calls and the topics. We're going to need another person to do that so that there will be a smooth transition as people take their PMP exam and pass that. But the other thing that we're going to need is we're going to need people to volunteer to be part of the group, to make a commitment to be in the group and to present the topics to each other and cover these topics and help each other out with them. So we're hoping that people will be interested in that and that people will email us. Again, please contact us at PMPstudy, that's PMP, as in Project Management Profession, PMPstudy, S-T-U-D-Y, at pmlessonslearn.com. Please let us know if you're interested in the group, and we'll get someone to get back to you. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and keep on learning.
This has been a PM Lessons Learned podcast. Project Managers, helping project managers by sharing lessons learned. Come join our group. Visit our website at pmlessonslearn.com. Till next time, keep on learning.